Looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is hosting their Comforts of Home storewide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This storewide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. Here are a few examples. A love seat for $599. A 5 foot by 8 foot area rug is only $87. Also, a Lazy Boy rocker recliner is only $349. Save big on mattress sets. Add an adjustable base to that new mattress and you can find your comfortable sleeping position. The finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories make your house unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Hurry, sale on September 30th.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Kiel Zomer sitting in for Wally Lukashinsky this morning. And this time around on the show, we are excited to welcome in our next guest, Glenn Daly. Glenn is with the Friends of Dodge County Parks. And Glenn, we appreciate you taking a little time out of your morning to chat with us today.
Happy to do so. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, you are with the Friends of Dodge County Parks, and there's going to be a fun event coming up tomorrow that we're going to talk about coming up in just a little bit. But before we get to chatting about that, I just want to go back a little bit. And for folks who maybe aren't familiar with the Friends of Dodge County Parks organization, tell us a little bit about your organization and what you guys do.
Okay. So the Friends of Dodge County Parks originally started out as FORT, Friends of Recreational Trails. That nonprofit was formed to help purchase the and fund the acquisition of the Wild Goose State Trail and get it laid down through Dodge County from where it comes out of Fondulac County. Once the group had finished that project and the Wild Goose Trail was established, they said, hey, if we can do this for a trail, we can help all of the parks. And so they went through a name change, and it became the Friends of Dodge County Parks. And that was in the early 2000s. And since then, we have done everything we can to help support the county and their park system and trail system.
Quite the awesome creation and goal for the organization. How did you get involved?
Well, Harnish Trigger Park was a privately owned park by the employees of Harnish Trigger, and they had decided to sell it. And the county, of course, on their master plan had it as future green space, so they were very interested in purchasing the property. I was the one that lived closest to the town of Lebanon and Juneau, off from the board of directors at Harnish Trigger, which I sat on. So I went to the town and they, sent me to the county. The county, said, well, we want to buy the park, and the rest, they say, is history. We were able to, come up with a way for them to purchase Harnish Trigger Park and, get some things out of it for the employees of Harnish Trigger, the active employees of Harnish Trigger, as well as keeping the name of it as Harnish Trigger Park to honor a very, very generous family that employed so many people through the years in the city of Milwaukee and gave them good jobs and a way to afford to raise families and purchase homes and things like that.
For folks who maybe aren't familiar, where can you just tell us exactly where Harnish Trigger Park is?
It's right on. If you're coming out of Ashapan, you take Highway O West about 2 miles. After you cross the river, you take the first left, That's Highview Road. The entrance to the north end of the park, and there is a parking lot there, is only about less than a quarter of a mile down Highview Road at 650 Highview Road. Continue going south on Highview Road, and you will get to the main entrance, which is Crawfish and Highview. That's the main entrance to the park that'll take you in where the camping, the mini golf, the disc golf, the clubhouse, and the picnic shelters are located.
Well, tomorrow, Harnish Figure Park will absolutely be the place to be as you guys get ready to host Fall Fest. Tell us all about this fun event.
Fall Fest, this is the 19th annual Fall Fest. It would have been 20th if it hadn't been for the 1 year of COVID where we had started planning it and then had to cancel it.
Oh, sure.
But so we're holding true with the count. It's the 19th annual Fall Fest at Harnish Figure Park. It starts out with a all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast at 8 a.m. That runs until 11. Most of the events outside in the park and on all the way through the park. It's 132 acres, so wear your hiking shoes or plan on grabbing some shuttle wagons around the park. Most of those events start somewhere around 9 o'clock. We start pulling wagons through the 132-acre park at 9 a.m., and people can get on one of those and get from area to area where a whole bunch of different activities are going on. All the way down on the south end of the park in the campground area where the canoe and kayak launch was, where we have a group, the West Dallas Alaska Malamute Club comes out, and they bring their dogs, and they do a weight pull competition down on the south end of the park. I believe that they get started around 11 o'clock in the morning, and it goes into the afternoon. Coming back to the north from there, concessions after the pancake breakfast, concessions, the Ashapan Lions are doing concessions for us, hamburgers and hot dogs at the South Pavilion from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. We'll have Hearts Fire. They bill themselves as a band with, they play Irish music with an attitude is how they're from the Milwaukee area. They're a great band, a great bunch of people. And most of their songs they've written themselves. And it's just a fun time. And that'll be going on for 3 hours down by the concession area there. Up in the main clubhouse, there'll be a silent auction going on upstairs after. That'll be set up first thing in the morning, and that'll go through until, I believe, they start closing out sections of the silent auction around 3 o'clock, so that by 4 o'clock they have it all done. In addition, in the clubhouse, they'll have a kids' crafts area where kids can take a small pumpkin and paint it, and there's a slight fee for that. The wagon rides throughout the park, we usually run three or four wagons, so there's always one coming. When you get to an area, you'll be told about what's going on in that stop, in the area where that stop is. Get off the wagon, go out and check it out. There'll be another wagon coming by so that you continue on when you're done in one area and moving to the next. North of the clubhouse, there'll be some different vendors going on, some bee sales. There's a chainsaw carving artist that comes out every year and does chainsaw carving. There's a blacksmith that comes and does blacksmithing art that also sets up. We're going to have a new addition this year. In that North Pavilion area, there'll be some gentlemen there with their super recipe on macaroni and cheese, and they'll be selling that macaroni and cheese there. lady making that makes homemade soap. She'll have some baby goats to pet and produce to offer. Just a whole group of different things to do right in that area north of the clubhouse. Also in that area will be Derek, the thoroughbred or standard bred racehorse, who is now retired, but there's the gal that wrote the story about that horse is there. She has books for sale. She's actually written a second book now. You can feed carrots to Derek and pet him, and it's very interesting. She usually has a little craft that the kids can do there as well. Be small engines and maybe some tractors on display on the south lawn north of the clubhouse as well. I'm sorry, on the east lawn north of the clubhouse. Then you get back on a wagon, you go through the woods, and you get over to the north end of the park, and there'll be some corn stalk shredding demonstrations going on. There'll be some oat threshing demonstrations going on. Further up past the fields, back up to the fields again, we have a great crop of potatoes this year. This is a real fan favorite for the people that have come out in the past. We plant quite a few rows of potatoes, and the guys that do that take care of them all through the summer, make sure we have a good crop of potatoes, and then they take a digger machine through and dig up the mounds, and then people are allowed to go out onto the where the digger's been and gather potatoes in bags and take them home with themselves. So we ask donations are appreciated for the potatoes if you're willing to do so. We don't require a fee for that, but we do appreciate donations. Then you get up to the far north end. Up on that end is our vintage farm equipment museum. It's a large pole building, and the north barn also has a lot of vintage equipment. There'll be actual demonstrations going on of doing some chopping up on the like silage chopping up in the north barn, and the museum is open for people to go through. The Jefferson Dodge County Beekeepers Association will be there up on the north end with their demonstrations and displays, and there'll be duck races for the kids to do. They'll be able to make a corn cob dart if they'd like to. And there'll be some folks in the lower barn that have a rope making machine, and the kids will be able to make a piece of rope down there. And again, all of this stuff is free will offering. If you can make a donation, if not, just go and do it and have fun. The main purpose of this event is to get people out into the park, out into the fresh air, and have them have a good day.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a super fun day, really something going on for everybody. And looking at the forecast, looks like it's going to be a great day for it as well to get out there and enjoy Harnish Figure Park. Obviously, as people notice, Glenn, that there's a lot going on. If it's a lot to take in. If people missed any of that information, they want to learn more, where can they find that information?
They can go to Dodge Parks, DodgeCountyParks.com. There's and then go to the Harnish Figure Park. There's a full list of activities and the flyer for the event there. You get down into that area, there's road signs all over the place that follow you. They'll all steer you to Harnish Figure Park, coming off the 1667 bypass. You go north on 67 towards Ashopan. Coming from the north, you come on 67 south down to Ashopan, and then go west on Highway O, right at the triangle in Ashopan, about 2 miles, turn on Highview Road. All of the parking for the event is on the south end of the park, so they need to go, I'm going to say it's probably about 3/4 of a mile from after you turn off. You go all the way out to the north, the south end of the park, which is where the park sign is, Harnish Figure Park. and you pull in there, and they park people right on the grass, on the big open field, out before the clubhouse. A couple of things I forgot to mention real quick. There's going to be two different Amish vendors there on the north end. One will be serving food for us on the north end, so people who are on the north end, when they get hungry, have an opportunity to eat up there. And there'll also be a vendor with produce, an Amish vendor with produce on the north end. Back down by the chainsaw carver and the blacksmith across the road from him, the DNR will be there from Horicon Marsh, and they'll have all kinds of exhibits and displays of critters and information about what lives in the marsh and how the marsh exists. So they set up a nice display that way. So,
all right. Well, we are up against the clock, Glenn, but thank you so much for joining us. By the way, I'd mentioned, too, make sure to follow Friends of Dodge County Parks on Facebook. That's a great resource as well. But, Glenn, it's going to be an awesome day tomorrow. Can't wait. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yep, there's the silent auction and the bucket raffle. Silent auction upstairs in the clubhouse. Lots offered, lots of good deals there. And the bucket raffles are always a good time down in the basement of the clubhouse. Be sure to hit both of those as well.
Thank you
so much.
You bet. Thank you so much. That is Glenn Daly with the Friends of Dodge County Parks Fall Fest at Harnish Figure Park coming up tomorrow. Going to be a beautiful day. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you are looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value, this is the time, as McKinstry's is hosting their Comforts of Home store-wide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This store-wide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. Some examples: love seat for $599, a 5x8 area rug just $87, and a Lazy Boy rocker recliner only $349. You'll also save big on mattress sets. You can add an adjustable bed, an adjustable base to your mattress, and then don't forget those finishing touches, pictures, area rugs, accessories that make your home unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But don't delay, sale ends September 30th. That is going to do it for Hometown Today. Don't forget, Brat Fry gets underway at 11 a.m. over at Riverside Tire and Auto on South Center Street in Beaver Dam. Community comment is next from 95.3.